Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to enter the fascinating world of forensic medicine with Marie Lassiter. Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Friday, the 15th of March. Well, Marie Lassiter has not called in yet. We hope that she will call in soon. I'm sending her a text message. She might have had something come up at the last moment. That's just the nature of what she does when the phone rings. As coroner, she has to respond. So hopefully she'll be able to get with us. In the meantime, we'll have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. I saw a report out of Africa this morning, and it looks like, if it's accurate, a lot of animals are heading to high ground. I don't know if it's accurate or not, truthful. And it looks like we do have Marie Lassiter with us. Marie Lassiter is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, largest county in the state of Missouri, almost as big as the state of Rhode Island, by the way, within 300 square miles of being that large. She's the author of three books available at Amazon.com and a fourth book on the way. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, my dear. How close is your new book to being released, my dear?
Well, April 30th is going to be the go-live date, finishing up a few things on it.
Okay, about 6 weeks away. And what's the title of the book?
What the Coroner Saw.
Okay, all right. And tell us, if you would, the premise, the main focus of the book, please.
I'm strictly a nonfiction writer. I blame that on my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Maher. I used to write really good satire, and when I'm in the fifth grade, I got in trouble for something I wrote. My parents got called in. So ever since then, anything I write is 100% backed up by footnotes and verified. And so my teacher kind of ruined my creativity. But it's a nonfiction book, and it starts from basically right before St. Patrick's Day on 2020, and I started a kind of a journal of events that first month. So it starts off with that, just my notes, and then just the impact on me and my community, how things were changing, what was happening, the progression of the planned genocide, actually, is what I'd have to say. I mean, it was definitely in different phases. At first, the first part of their agenda was, as I see it, was to create cases to make it look like there was a pandemic. So there was lots of malfeasance at the medical level. Part of that was people with chronic diseases that periodically needed antibiotics being denied those antibiotics. And I talk about these cases, these real cases. Of course, I don't use names from my case files and the impact it had on, you know, different people. And then, of course, we get into, well, and the coercion and the things that were happening, documents that I got from the government, when they started giving vaccines, like letter from the CDC saying I could call something COVID if I thought it might be COVID. I didn't need any type of documentation. Some of the messaging letters I got saying use this messaging to get people to take the vaccine. That's all in there. I have lots of screenshots from Facebook. I've removed the people's names. I was extremely maligned and reported and everything else you can imagine during that period. And then I do have Facebook declarations where people said they're taking the vaccine and why. And then also I'd follow that up with what they died of a year later, some of them. It's all real stuff. I'm sure it's going to get me in trouble. However, it's all true. I've got documents to back up every word that I've said is true. And oh, it goes to the terrible things that were done to our seniors. Surely everybody that looks back, if you had a family member in a nursing home, are you not just kicking yourself? Why the hell, excuse me, did I not go in and just get them out of there and do what I needed to do to keep them at my home? But people were lulled along, and they kept saying it's 4 weeks, it's 6 weeks, and then Christmas came after they introduced the vaccine, and our seniors had been locked up Christmas Day. They thought, just think, you're 85, you're in a nursing home, you're going to get up, it's Christmas, you're going to put on your best clothes, and you're going to say, I'll see my family today. Well, no, you don't get to see your family. And so many people died overnight on Christmas. And these stories need to be told. I'm a really big believer in getting history written down so it's there for posterity. And I'm just documenting it. It's just a 100% factual book, and it's from my eyes. My perceptions could be incorrect. I don't draw a lot of conclusions. I let people draw their own conclusions. So that's what it's about. And I know there's going to be a kickback. And a couple of the families whose stories are in there, I am going to get in touch with them and warn them before the book comes out, even though I try to kind of disguise who it is. I don't want to hurt anybody with this book. Well, I do want to hurt some of the doctors that were just terrible. One doctor even made a video of me. I made a copy of it on Facebook about how I was declared that I was falsely not counting all the COVID cases. Well, I was doing my own testing, and a lot of what they were calling COVID wasn't COVID. So he actually made a video, and and if you ever want to download a video that's on Facebook, just copy in the subject line where the video is, and then go to a website called fdown.net. Paste that subject line, and it'll produce a little MP4 video for you that you can save on your computer. So you can save those videos really easy. It takes less than a minute.
All right. And what was the doctor trying to accomplish with this video he made?
He was the self-proclaimed COVID czar, and he predicted that we'd have 750 COVID deaths the first year, okay? And, of course, I'm saying that's ridiculous. Well, he was misdiagnosing people left and right, and I was proving him wrong. But he wanted the cases because of the financial incentives. I believe that could be the only reason he did that. I did get a report that I think it was last year he was just got out of substance abuse treatment, and he no longer works for the hospital here. So I guess what's the saying? Revenge is a dish best served cold. So. Don't worry about him. He discredited himself.
All right. Marie, we've got a couple of callers on hold here. We've got first, looks like, Mindset in New York. Morning, Mindset.
Good morning.
Hi, yes. So I'm calling in regards to, I just wanted to give a shout out to a mechanic who was on Revolution Radio. I don't know if you guys knew of Revolution Radio, Studio A and B. A couple of people on RBN now. Like Jim Fetzer, come from Revolution Radio. And Mechanic is a Revolution Radio host guy, and I guess he passed away last night or yesterday. So I thought a lot of RBN people might watch or listen or know of Revolution Radio, so they might have not known. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mechanic, and may he rest in peace.
Okay.
Yeah, That's sad. And you always wonder when it's an alternative radio person and they die. Of course, I'm an investigator. That always kind of gives me a little concern.
He didn't take the shot, if I'm not mistaken. He didn't get the clot shot or anything. I don't think he did. And he was against it and stuff, and he was trying to do something in his town to help, you know, stop the corruption that was going on there or whatever. So, yep, might as well. Just to let everybody know, because I know a lot of people probably listen might have known of him or heard of him before. So, all right.
Thank
other
you
than
for that,
have a good day. Yep. Have a good day and good luck with everything.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mindset. We appreciate it.
Hang on.
Our next caller, Marie, is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Ms. Lasseter. Thank you both for taking my call. I have two questions. One is that Ms. Lester often recommends a blood test instead of a PCR test for diagnosing the COVID. So what is sought or what is looked after in that blood test? So that's my first question. And the second question is that has a viral load been established ever for this virus-borne disease, that's B-O-R-N-E? As far as I know, there was never a viral load established for COVID. So those are my two questions. I listened to your response, if any, off the air so that others may call. Thank you again for taking my call.
Okay, Marie.
Well, regarding viral load, no, there's never been a viral load established. The virus has never been isolated under any type of microscope. Scientists that are trying to examine, typically when there's a disease, you can get samples of the disease, you know, scientific laboratories can. There are no samples available for scientists to look at. The whole blood test that I do is the SARS-CoV nucleocapsid antigen test, and they're looking for any evidence of what they call SARS-CoV that is affecting, that people have either been exposed to it or have had a reaction to it. And at the molecular level, that's a really good question. It comes with a very long printout that I don't have with me right now. Exactly what they're looking for at the molecular level, I can't answer that, and I should be able to answer that. But it is a gold standard blood test. It has to be whole blood, can't be serum, because they need the red cells to examine them. And that's what I'm going with. And in the early stages, I was able to get that whole blood test. I was able to get sample test kits for it and do it myself. I ordered them from Ray Biotech when they first came out with the vaccine. I ordered enough that I thought would take me past the election where I wouldn't need them anymore. And it was a whole blood test. I drew whole blood, put it on a it's like a slide, and it developed itself, and it gave me either, you know, positive or negative. I never had a positive with those. And then in addition to that, at that time, I sent off blood to the state lab to run it, just because it was a new test to me, and I wanted to verify it. And those all came back negative as well. As far as with the whole blood tests I'm doing now that I have, I wanted to say, eventually, I went to reorder those blood tests because I ran through so many, and they said they could no longer sell them to people in the United States. So,
really?
Yeah, I got cut off. And I tried to work it out where I could have them shipped to a relative in Canada and, you know, have them reshipped, but that didn't work out. So I kind of had to give up. And then the Quest lab started doing this whole blood test, so I just started drawing blood and sending it off to the lab. With the ones I was doing, I had pretty much immediate results. But Quest lab, it only takes 24 to 48 hours to get the tests back. It's a little bit expensive. It's like $169 for the test. But it's worth it. And I've sent letters to hospitals and doctor's offices that have been diagnosing, quote, COVID, and telling them that everybody knows the PCR is flawed. Everybody knows that. Right, I said, right. If you tell someone they have COVID, that can be a life-altering event. Because there's a stigma, because it affects your medical care. I said, you need to offer these people a second confirmatory test before they put that label on them. But they don't listen to me. And I've encouraged people to request it. It's super easy. They draw blood in a red top tube, send it off to Quest Lab. But I don't know. I still have people, even in the last week, I have COVID. I'm like, no, you don't. I was in a meeting. They come in, a person comes in with a mask, and, I am sitting 6 feet away. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I have COVID. I'm like, no, you don't. But it's some people still, I don't know. It's crazy. They're proud. I asked one person that was wearing a mask, why are you wearing a mask? And I got the reply, we like our masks. So there really? You go.
Well, most likely the mask-wearing person or persons have got the vaccine, which means if they're wearing a mask, they don't trust the vaccine, do they?
There's no... People have lost all logic. Some people have lost all logic.
It's truly amazing. Well, I know you typically prepare a list of things to discuss. What's next on your list, my dear?
Well, the main thing on my list is science and the state of science. And in the past couple of years, we've seen how science has been distorted. You know, fake manuscripts have been put into... The New England Journal of Medicine is completely fake articles now. And I just got back from my American Academy of Forensic Scientists meeting. I think there were 4,500 people there. And there's something that started in Australia. It's called the Sydney Declaration. And it's where scientists are just signing a declaration that in forensic science, they will use reliable scientific methods. It can be, you know, multidisciplines. They will not fudge science. It's because science has just been destroyed, really, real science. And I'll give you an example of bad science. Everybody's heard of, like, bite mark evidence. Well, that's been proven completely false. So many people have been sent to prison based on a faulty science of bite marks, and in reality, it's not valid. The only way a bite mark would be valid was if you can get some saliva out of that impression and get a DNA match to the alleged perpetrator. But as far as, you know, matching tooth marks, you can't do it. And I don't remember, there's a couple people that have made a lot of money testifying to bite mark experience, and pretty much they've had to throw all of those cases out. So, you know, science, garbage in, garbage out. You have to look at who is paying for the studies. And you know, some scientists are tailoring studies to the interests of who's paying for the study, as we know. So that's, wait for until after the break.
Here we have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Quick reminder, tomorrow evening we'll have a lot of fun with the Zoom meeting concerning the excellent Life Care skin products, which I'll be using myself shortly. I haven't taken delivery yet. If you want to get up to speed, ladies, with the most efficient and the best quality skincare products, at Zoom meeting is tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. The link for the meeting is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lester, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri. Three books for sale at Amazon. Fourth book will be available in about 6 weeks. Let's continue, Marie.
Well, I also wanted to talk, I think everybody, all our listeners are familiar with bears, and that's where anybody can report vaccine adverse effects of vaccines, and it's been a huge help in looking at these cases. It's really increased my work because I try to put all the adverse reactions into bears, and it's being used to kind of attack the vaccine makers. Vaccine makers don't like that. They want to change the name of bears because they're saying they want to minimize public susceptibility to misconceptions about the effects of vaccination. And what the vaccine makers say, for example, 2/3 of deaths reported to bears are not confirmed to be caused by the COVID virus. So they're trying to just discredit VAERS. Of course, VAERS was started after the swine flu vaccine killed so many people in the 70s, killed and injured people, of which I was one, and they had made the vaccine makers not liable for injuries, and then it created like the VAERS reporting system at that time, and you could, you know, potentially file through a government fund, taxpayer money, to get compensated for your vaccine injuries. And there's, they actually have an organization called Critica, and their sole goal is to, I'll read their mission statement. It's founded by two doctors, authors of the groundbreaking title, Denying to the Grave. It's a committee committed to making rational decisions about health and safety. And basically, and to stop misinformation about science. Obviously, any data that they're getting from the public that's suffering these horrible reactions, they're just discounting it. They're doing everything they can to control the narrative, and that drives me crazy. And along that line, Dr. Artis, I got to talk about him. He's been bugging me. He's always kind of giving me a bad feeling. I know he's got a bunch of people on nicotine. I'm sorry, nicotine's a poison. I think he's mixing it up with nitric acid. Nitric acid is a component of nicotine. It's not addicting. It's not poisonous. And nitric acid is actually helpful. I've seen it given to people on ventilators in the past. It promotes vasodilation. It promotes, it boosts blood flow. It aids the mitochondrial response. It regulates platelet function. That's nitric acid. That is not nicotine. And then I got to thinking a little bit more about Dr. Artis. I've always been suspicious of people that kind of just show up during a crisis. And I'm like, where has he been? He just emerged out of nowhere. So I did a little checking. I'm an investigator. That's what I do. I investigate. All right. He was first licensed in Tennessee as a chiropractor. He voluntarily retired in 3 years later. During that time, he had an adverse action on his license because he didn't complete his continuing education. He had to pay a $600 fine for that. In order to come back to work, he had to provide proof of 24 continuing educations per year. So then he left, stopped practicing or doing whatever he was doing in Tennessee and went to Texas. And he's still a licensed chiropractor, but his license has been inactive since 2009. And this guy is trying to tell people to start taking a poisonous substance. Why does anybody listen to him? Why? He has no peer-reviewed studies. He's not even on the map until this crisis. He's a fraud. I'll say it.
Okay. Looks like we've got a caller here from Canada. We've got Daryl in Canada. Come on, Daryl.
Good morning, Dr. Artis. Isn't he the snake venom guy, Marie?
That's right. Yep. Hold on to the break. We got a break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Quick reminder, if you want to get up to speed, ladies, on the latest and greatest in skincare products, we have a Zoom meeting tomorrow evening. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. The link is at my LifeWave panel at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Marie Lasseter, three books for sale that she's authored at Amazon.com. Fourth book will be available in about 6 weeks. And Daryl in Canada, you got a comment. Please go ahead, sir.
I look forward to that. I haven't bought a book in many years, but I'm definitely going to buy her book wherever I'll find it. I don't know. It'll probably be restricted like other things. I don't know about that, Marie. Amazon will sell it, or what do you think will happen with that?
It should be on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I'm sure I'll have some I can just ship directly to people.
Okay. Well, you were mentioning bite mark evidence. The most famous person convicted on that was Ted Bundy in July 1979 in Miami for the murders of two women. And January 15th, I believe, 1978, Lisa Levy, he bit her buttocks twice, and they matched. They took impressions of his teeth, and it looked like they matched pretty good. But, that did turn out to be pretty junk science, but that was the most famous one, I think. And he was convicted almost a year later of another, I think it was, what was her name, Kim Leach in Lakeland, Florida. But that was the most famous one. And I'm sure there's been other, like you say, other people that were convicted on this junk science that are in jail. Hopefully they've had new trials or whatever. You ever heard any other, any people exonerated with new trials, Marie?
Not that I can think of right offhand.
Yeah, right, because it, Yeah, it's kind of rubber stamp, you know, a lot of, what is it, 95% conviction rate, unless you're in Brooklyn, New York, or something like that, where it's only 60, because it's racial, it's racist to put a lot of people on trial there, so. Yeah, I know, when you said about the New England Journal of Medicine, since this COVID and the vaccine stuff, this misinformation, if you want to call it that, I'll use their term against them. I don't believe anything that comes out of there, even the, you know, the Lancet, even some of these really high quality, supposedly in the past, I don't believe a word anyone says anymore. And I'm not the only one, because vaccines, apparently, the vaccine intake, not just COVID, of course, they're down too. They're down to around 15 or 20% intake, this latest shot. But all vaccines are way down. So I'm not the only one who's feeling this way, that people are literally throwing out the baby with the bathwater with these vaccines, Marie.
Well, I've come to the conclusion that no vaccine is necessary. Ever. That's the conclusion I've come to over the years, and the reactions I've seen, and especially the way that they're formulating vaccines now. I mean, everybody knows the flu shot's pretty much worthless, and it gives you the flu, no matter what they say. But the fact that they're coating them all in Neogel, and Neogel is a culprit in these white rubbery clots, call them that for lack of a better term, and they're even coating insulin with Neogel. So, I mean, obviously you have to take insulin injections, but there's no reason for you to take another injection. I use this term all the time. I've got, you know, a master's degree in nursing, and as I go through various levels of education, they always want, you know, me to have a measles vaccine, and I've always refused it. And I make them draw tighter. And even at, you know, I'm in my 60s now, my titer is still fully strong against measles, because I had the measles when I was a kid. I'm so grateful that I did.
Right. Well,
so
that's good.
That's my feeling. I know, you know, that's just my personal opinion. I can't even like rabies, take, you know, preventative rabies vaccine, I meant tetanus vaccines. You know how they want you to have a tetanus vaccine every 5 years? That really doesn't do anything. If you're at potential for getting tetanus, you need a shot of tetanus antitoxin, one shot of that, and that will take care of it. So, but they make a lot off of tetanus vaccines. Every time, pretty much any time you have to go to the ER or something, they want to give you a tetanus vaccine.
Those are pretty dangerous, I've heard, to some degree for some people. So, yeah, I'd be careful taking those. I mean, some countries, to get citizenship, that's kind of like the last thing you have to do is get one of those tetanus vaccines. And that might dissuade people from even going to these countries. I'd just like to say one last thing. Yeah, my friend, he was in his 30s. He never took a flu vaccine before, and he tried one a few falls ago, and he said he's never been sicker in all his life for 1 week. He thought he was going to die. So that just proves your point, Marie. Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Always enjoy your show, and I hope you don't get it. You say, just answer this off the air when I hang up. You say you're going to get in trouble for writing this book. Elaborate on that, will you, Marie? And it's always nice to talk to you.
I just think it's coming because it's raw, brutal truth, and that's not very respected in our society. But no matter what, it has to get out there. This is information I have inside of me. It's kind of killing me, holding it inside. I need to get it out. I need to. And when I write a book, I always feel like I'm pregnant and I want this baby out. Okay. So while I'm writing it, and once I finally publish it and I feel like I've had my baby and I can go on with my life. And, I don't see how there can't be some repercussions. The big people aren't going to like this. They're definitely going to say I'm spreading disinformation, even though it's all documented cases. And but I can handle what comes. I do want to say one more thing, and I see we've got a caller holding, but vaccines. Want to say rabies vaccines for dogs are not innocuous because there's a lot of cases of something called dysautonomia in dogs following rabies shots, and your dog will die. So you can look that up if you want to. Let's get our next caller, John.
Okay, let's do that. Thank you for the call, Daryl. We have Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Marie, there's several years ago I heard a show on a supplement called Enada by Cal. It's NADH, which stands for, they claim it's the reduced B-nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, and it's the show is basically about you know, it seemed to help some people cognitively. They seems like they were talking about Parkinson's, and since it's got that nicotinamide in it, and they say it's the only oral form of NADH that at the time it was patented, you know, would that be a form of possibly what you were talking about instead of nicotine patches or something?
Yeah, nitric acid is what it is. Nitric acid is the good form, and that nitric acid is found in nicotine, but you can get pure nitric acid, and it has, you know, beneficial effects. Regarding Dr. Artis, like I said, he's not a practicing chiropractor, but I just looked up to see if he had products, and he's got a whole line of products he sells, and it looks like they're all over, basically over-the-counter preparations. So I think and the last caller asked if he wasn't the one talking about the snake venom. I'd call him a snake oil salesman myself. So that's my opinion, and that's my research on him.
You know, I think since they've had these electronic medical records that seem to come in with the Obamacare, that now with the computers the government has, they can, you know, get all that stuff and collate it. And when COVID came on, they seemed to say it had so many disparate, symptoms. Yes, that it just didn't make sense, and it just makes me wonder if they were, you know, getting stuff from all over the country and throwing it in there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so. Well, another thing I wanted to say, that my early, quote, cases of COVID, while they were trying to generate cases, they all had, like, four things in common. They were morbidly obese. They were daily smokers. They were diabetic. And I guess three things in common. And I took the time to go back and look through my records of smoking status of, like, the first month of COVID. They were all daily smokers. So kind of there goes your nicotine's protective. Now, more than ever, and this is biblical, we have to use discernment, but we have to... We have to check, and certainly don't believe anything I say. I'm just an overweight, middle-aged nurse coroner in Missouri, you know. Why would you listen to me? But verify. You have to verify everything today. There's so much artificial intelligence, so much fakery, and I just try to be as real as I can with everything. So,
okay. Thank you, Murray.
Okay, we got open lines at 512-248-8252. What's next on your list, my dear?
Well, I think the most important thing that's upcoming is our April 8th solar eclipse. Is everybody ready for that?
I'm as ready as can be. How about yourself?
Well, I bought about... I researched online the very best solar eclipse glasses that are made in the USA, so I bought like 50 sets of those, because I know people are going to need freedom. I remember the 2017 eclipse, and that once again, that went right over Missouri, and we got a beautiful view of it, and everybody kind of came to downtown Licking, and it was kind of a magical experience. But what's really weird, and everybody's probably seen this, Texas, and I get the news clips because they always think Texas, the state, is Texas County, Missouri. But anyway, the state of Texas is already declaring like a national emergency up ahead of the eclipse. And they've even advised the Texas schools to close the day of the eclipse. And
really?
Why? Texas is not in the path. We're in the path. I really don't understand. I don't understand why this is happening, why Texas would do that. They've got all these weird, I don't know if there's some sort of event planned by the big people for that day during the darkness, or I don't know. I'm excited. I can't wait till April 8th. And I believe in our areas it's going to be around 11 a.m. in the morning when it's at full effect. But just put it on your calendar, and Texas seems to be very concerned about it. Maybe it has something to do with the migrants when we're in full darkness during the day. I don't understand the reasoning. I'm trying to ferret it out, though. So everybody's got their good glasses, I hope, ready.
Right. Special glasses. Don't look at the sun with your naked eyes. You'll hurt yourself, won't you?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely. Looks like we may have another caller coming up here soon. We'll see what we have here. Okay. Looks like my engineer says Texas is a prime destination for watching the eclipse. How about that?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the models I've seen I didn't really see Texas included, but Texas is definitely taking it very seriously. That's for sure.
All right.
We all get to see it. It's going to be neat.
Right. Well, I was in a private consultation in a Viburnum restaurant the last time we had the eclipse, and we took a break. We had the special glasses, walked outside and looked at it a little bit and came back in. Okay. Ready to move on to the next topic?
Yes, I think I've got enough time. I did want to, since I am a nature writer, I don't want to just be all doom and gloom. I want to talk real quickly about diatomaceous earth and how it will improve your life. And I actually probably read part of this. I think we're always hoping during the cold winter that the ticks and other tests will take a beating, but that doesn't happen. But there is a way to treat your animals and also those horrible bugs, those Japanese beetles that come up and eat your fruit. They love your fruit trees and gather. Diatomaceous earth is a really good treatment. Under your fruit trees, if you'll sprinkle the diatomaceous earth, when the bugs come out, what the diatomaceous earth does, it's made up of diatoms. Those are microscopic one-celled algae that are found in bodies of water. And when seas and lakes dry up, there's tons of diatoms that are scraped up and sold. And the sediment is harvested and milled into a fine powder, and you can get it at the feed store. It contains naturally occurring silica, which acts by destroying the insect's outer shell, absorbs the protective wax layer. It kind of like cuts through the insect and kills it. And it basically, when it cuts into the insect, it loses all its moisture and it dies by desiccation. And it's non-toxic to plants and animals if ingested.
Right.
If people take it, and you should get the food grade, it's like a million tiny little scalpels kind of going through your digestive system, cleaning it out. And it is one of the most effective means of controlling Japanese beetles. It comes in two types, food grade and industrial. Always get the food grade just to be on the safe side. The other type is pool grade that you can use for swimming pool filtration. Effect on serum cholesterol. And everybody knows I'm against statins. And I'm upset with Dr. McCullough because he's just pushing statins. Dr. Peter McCullough is pushing statins like crazy. And I'll wait till after the break.
All right. We'll see what we can get. And we got a couple of callers in the hall. We'll see what we can do after the break.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland, in Dixie's land where I was born in early.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Marie, you've got about 3 minutes to conclude your thoughts for the day, for the week.
Okay. Well, I hate to miss our callers, but I just want to say really quickly, diatomaceous earth will lower your cholesterol. It's very good for that. It's excellent. If you have chickens, consider sprinkling some diatomaceous earth in their feed. The chickens will be significantly heavier, lay more eggs, and they just make better eggs, and they don't have any worms left. So that's all I want to say. Do we have time to take at least one call?
Well, let's see if we get Mike from Kentucky. I'm almost out of time, Mike.
I started using diatomaceous earth years ago. It pries up the scales on the insects. That's why they dry out. Their scales is how they regulate their body moisture. But the eclipse starts in the United States. Actually starts in Mexico, but it crosses the Rio Grande and goes up through Austin, I think, in Dallas. I've got a couple of maps that shows it there. So I can understand why Texas would be closing the schools, because everybody from the Gulf Coast to way up, you know, and near the Panhandle, I'll be rushing to see that simply because so many people heard about the first one that foo-fooed it, and then they saw the videos and whatever. I've read estimates of 16 million people converging on blue sky areas because it's April.
Wow, so, that's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, cell phones won't even work. There'll be places where the cell phones won't work because of people streaming videos and running out of channels and bandwidth. So it goes diagonally across Arkansas all the way through down to the Pacific Ocean, just south of Baja, California.
Hmm.
And it exits across Maine and Nova Scotia in a curved path there. I'm thinking about going into Indiana myself, about a 3-hour up and back. We saw the one in Cookeville, Tennessee. It was just awesome, and it was like pulling teeth to get people to go. But once they went, they got it. They was like, oh, you know. it was that absent totality. It's not a big event. I mean. So you can see the eclipse all over the place, but in totality is where it's really the full impact. And the temperature gets cold, birds fly, there's weird shadows and stuff that happen before and after. It's just an awesome thing to experience. And then you go, wait a minute, what are the odds of this being a natural, you know, an accident? So, to me, it makes you appreciate the Creator.
That's awesome. Awesome conclusion to the show, Mike.
Mike, thank you for your call. Marie, thank you. Great show. We look forward to having you back next Friday.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's it for the day. It's it for the week. Medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, even larger, beautiful state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.